next month.
Only 5 stars have been given the award over the past 27 years. Lauren Bacall, Kevin Costner, Clint Eastwood, Eddie Murphy, and Robert Wise. Crystal, known for his roles on TV as well as many films like When Harry Met Sally, City Slickers, and more, has also hosted the Oscars 9 times and returns to Broadway in a musical comedy, Mr. Saturday Night, which opens in April. The 27th Annual Critics' Choice Awards are set for March 13th. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Stocks heading higher. The Dow's now up 140. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Here's your midday weather on KNTR Talk, brought to you by Wickersham Insurance Agency in Bullhead City. Call 928-758-7999. Sunny skies, gusty winds, chilly temperatures, highs near 58 in the River Cities, 41 in Kingman. Expect winds out of the north, 25 to 35 miles per hour. Relative humidity near 14%. Continued windy
hopefully
tonight
that works.
Very chilly temperatures.
Hopefully that works. Oh, there I am. All right. Check, check, check. Everybody can hear everybody?
Testing.
Yes. Hello. All right.
Bring yours up just a little bit.
Mine?
Yeah. No, this part right here.
Bring, get it.
There you go.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Don't be shy.
Okay. Okay.
Don't be shy. He's a veteran, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm on every Sunday.
So I was on a TV production crew, and we were taping our local public affairs show. And Buddy Ebsen was coming in. Buddy Ebsen at the time was like 92 or 93 years old. And he was real slow walking in. I was like, oh my goodness, this is going to be a long, because it was an hour. I mean, it was a full hour. You had maybe 6 minutes of commercials. As soon as I was floor director, as soon as I turned the lights on, boom. He was like in the Beverly Hillbillies again, man. So that's we got a ringer right here. That's gonna be okay. You. Right when we go on the air, he's gonna be boom.
Oh yeah.
Boom. Right?
Oh.
Exactly. I'm just saying. Yeah. All right, hang on, guys. We gotta record this part.
And the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on one frequency, 106.3 throughout the tri-state area. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR 106.3. Who did the world of professional wrestling recruit as the ultimate heel? Forming the Dangerous Alliance and body slammed his way into immortality?
Yo, police!
When Atlas needed a break from holding up the world, who did the gods of Mount Olympus beckon?
Yo, police!
Now, this worldly ex-grappler has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, thank the gods he's only on the radio for an hour. Paul LaVoy.
You can lay me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
And good morning. It is Wednesday, February 2nd, 2022. Groundhog Day. Dan, does that mean I have to repeat that?
No, please don't. I don't need any more cold weather.
So, Dan De Los Santos in the studio. You know what that means, folks. The Havasu Pioneers Radio Show. Today is like a landmark edition of the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show.
It really is. We're in show number 30.
Can you believe that?
That's really a kind of a neat thing to be able to say that we've made it 30 shows.
It was just an idea a couple of years ago, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, Steve came with the idea, and I accepted the opportunity, and it's been just wonderful getting all the people to attend the show and share amazing history about our town.
Talking about amazing history, the domes.
Oh,
everybody's been in Havasu a while, for some period of time anyway, knows about the domes. And introduce your guests.
Well, today's really an honor for me because I have Pastor Richard Tatham on with us. And, you know, it's even aside from being the pastor of our community, his family's been such a big part of our community for all these years. I have his daughter Debbie with us in here as well. And so we brought Richard on today to talk to us a little bit about how he got here. You know, how did we get so lucky as to get him into our community and what he's been doing, you know, with all of us over these years. So, Richard, do me a favor. Share with us how you got to Lake Havasu City.
Well, it's quite a story, I guess. But I was in Buell, Idaho, pastoring there, completing the construction of a church that had been started. And so I felt I should go up there and take care, do that. Mm. And when I felt it was just about over, it was a time that I took a vacation to my mother and father's house, and when I arrived there in Fresno, California, he said, I'd like to take you down to show you a new city that's being built.
Pastor, can I ask you, Buell, Idaho, what is it, northern Idaho, southern Idaho? I want to get an idea because of the temperature difference.
Yeah, it's well, not too much temperature.
It was pretty
cold.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
And you had to have a good coat.
Really. Southern Idaho, so like Idaho Falls.
Yeah.
Okay.
We still had snow and all of that. Uh-huh.
Not too far from Twin Falls.
Oh, there you go.
And it was a very rural area. Lots of chickens and goats and farmers out there.
So you arrive in Lake Havasu City. What was your first impression?
Well, my father had purchased some lots, and he showed me around, and all at once I realized that this is where I should be.
Wow. Would you consider that a revelation of sorts?
Well, I could see something ahead, is the way I felt anyway. and so from there I did go back and resign and then head this way.
That's a big change.
With six daughters.
Unbelievable. I can't even fathom.
No, because a lot of people didn't have that vision.
Right.
Right.
But to take your whole family and bring them all here in the middle of the desert.
Speaking of which, as a member of the family, how did you feel about that?
Well, I was just very young at the time, but I had also heard a little bit, you know, Mom and Dad were talking too about things that had happened, and I had heard about this woman, this evangelist woman that was in Fresno, California, during one of their visits, one of our visits to Fresno, packing up the whole family, and Mom and Dad walked into a church. They were a little bit late, running late on their drive from Idaho, and do you want to share that story or? I'll share it. Okay. Well, I love this story because it's really great. Mom walked in there with their six girls behind him, and the pastor was already leading a couple songs of worship, and he stopped and said, "Hey, Pastor Tatham, good to have you here, and you and your family." And his guest speaker, this evangelist, stood up, and she said, "Pastor Tatham, I have a message for you from the Lord." She said, "You'll go into a desert land. The trials will be many, and the storms will be great. But in the end, it will be victorious." So he kind of had a feeling, I think, already that he was going to go. I think he was thinking a spiritually dry land, but it was both, praise God. I mean, he got the desert and the kind of the dry spiritual land as well. But and God would take him there, right? He loves a challenge. So, I mean, look at God brought him to Lake Havasu City.
Right.
The hair is standing up on my arm.
I know,
it should be.
That's a great story.
It should be, yes.
That's amazing to have somebody come up to you and bring that to your attention.
Yes.
And, you know, that's the needle in the haystack description in the, out in the middle of the desert at those time of years. So Havasu was such a new thing, still is in so many people's eyes, sure. And Havasu is still that unique town in the middle of the desert. Mm-hmm. So you get here. And now, it's time to, I'm assuming, create a congregation?
Well, of course, with the lots that my father had purchased, quite a few. And so he was thinking about what is going to happen with them. But at the same time, I thought, well, maybe I could help, maybe. But at the same time, I thought, I've got to get a church start somewhere, and so the elementary school had just been opened.
Smoke Tree.
And so I approached them and asked them if I could use the school to meet for a church. And so they said yes, that'd be okay. And so we began to meet together there for services. And that's kind of where that started. But at the same time, there was a need for existence. And so I decided that I'd have to do something, and I went to a real estate and office, and they said, well, you're going to have to get a license. And so I decided, well, if I'm going to have to do something. And so I made arrangements to get license. And America West was flying in here and out. And that was set up by, of course,
Robert B.
Yes.
Right.
And so I went there, and I had a chaplain's for the airlines. I had a chaplain's ID for the airlines.
Oh, perfect.
And so I go down there, and it cost me like $3 to go to Phoenix. and so what happens, I'm flying to Phoenix and back same day. After I go to school for real estate, and so I got my real estate license. And what's amazing is the last time I came in, they said, "We want to look at your ID," and I had an ID for the airlines, and they said, "Oh, we thought you were with the airlines." And I said, well, I
as a matter of fact, a wing, a prayer, and
yeah.
$3.
Right. and that was a miracle, you know.
Sure.
And I didn't even realize it. I was just doing it, you know. And there's so many things that were opening. And I thought, well, I have to do what I have to do. And we had these lots. My father wanted me to do something with them, and finally we ended up building homes.
Okay.
And so that was quite a...
So the lots, now I think of the domes, of course, on the south side of our town. Is that kind of where your lots were, or...?
Well, the dome, actually, we didn't have any land or anything.
Okay.
But I had a real good relationship with the head people here, the developers. And so what happened is that they would invite us over, my wife and I, to have dinner with them at their homes and different on the golf course. And I thought, well, sure, I'll go. We'll go. And finally, we talked about doing this church and so forth. And it wasn't too long that they donated an acre on on the south side and on the corner, and so we could build a church. And so that's when I began to think about church, you know, and I saw a small dome somewhere around here. I figure where it was, out of town, but it was a small dome. And so I looked into that. And as I learned more about it, I decided that, well, that looks like maybe a good thing. But I was questioning about a dome, but maybe it would be okay. And so I actually got information, found the people that was working with the domes and doing that type of thing. And so I checked that out, and I found that they wanted to know what I wanted. So I drew an 80-foot dome and two 40-foot, and then tied them together.
Right.
And I had some experience in that type drawings and stuff.
Architecturally, you were ahead of the game, I got to tell you, back in the day. The domes were your architectural imagination coming to life. Disneyland.
Oh, I remember.
Basically.
That. I went to architecture school then.
That's just amazing, you know, that, you know, we have that. And it was Havasu. So to have that here really kind of was a neat little groundbreaker, if you will.
Yeah. Geodesic dome, sure.
And, and so that's all I knew what to do.
Sure.
You know, I've got to do this. And so...
I've got to tell you, too, that when they gave him that acre of land, it was like somewhere up there on that hill. You know, there were no roads yet.
Right, right.
There were no paved roads, so...
You would look out and see it up on the hill.
Right, exactly.
And you'd be driving...
It looked like some kind of a space shuttle, you know.
We took a picture, and I went up by and took a picture when we got the domes built up there. And that's all you could see. There's no... Yeah, there's a picture.
Right, right.
Yeah,
I think we posted that on Facebook.
We did.
Nothing around there. And but it was God, that's all.
We're going to take a quick break, Pastor.
Yes.
We're here with Richard and Debbie Tatham. And so we're talking about Pastor Richard Tatham, part of our community, a huge opportunity to have him on the show. We'll be right back. What do we got, Paul?
I was thinking we could go from the talk about the domes to Life Magazine.
Ooh, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Made Let's do that.
Life Magazine. We'll just tease you with that one. That's called a teaser. All right, speak out in the Havasu Pioneers radio show brought to you by Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. We'll be back with more in a moment. Myself and Dan De Los Santos and our guests. Stay with us. I'm Paul Lavoie. And welcome back to the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show, part of Speak Out. Every first Wednesday of the month, I get to see Dan De Los Santos and his shining face, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know about shining.
Actually, you were early today. I was very proud of you.
Yeah, you know, I thought, what the heck, we'll break the ice.
Speak
Out. Show.
Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage, also Patio Paradise. The Lewis Team, Coldwell Banker with Team Leader Bobby Lewis, Julie Lewis, Brian Vesley, and Lori Rule. Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. Springberg Wealth Management. Kevin Barbarita and Barbarita Realty Consultants with over 35 years in the Laughlin community, located in the Laughlin Town Center. Visit their website at laughlinnevada.net. And our Havasu Pioneers Radio Show sponsor, exclusively Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. And I know you like to get your thank yous in there for Mercury Air Conditioning.
Of course, right now they're providing the heating, I might add, It got a little chilly this morning.
Yes. Yes, just a little. And welcome back our guests, our Pastor Richard Tatham and Debbie Tatham Eckelbarger.
Yes.
First time I got to say that long sentence, yeah. Right?
Good morning.
Right.
So we were talking about the domes.
Well, we sure were. And, you know, the popularity, it really kind of took off to the point where Life magazine got their hooks in a little bit. And
That's exciting.
I'm looking at the cover page for July 14th, 1972.
Who's on it?
By the way, it was really expensive back then. It was 50 cents a copy.
Oh.
But Mick Jagger's on the home page.
Mick Jagger.
He's on the front page. The Rolling Stones are rolling again. And so this is interesting because it's like rolling again. This is like their second or third comeback.
What's the date on that?
This was July 14th, 1972.
Wow.
And inside this particular Life magazine was the discussion on the domes. And so it had different variations, but more importantly, and of course, it brought up our domes here in Lake Havasu. So it's really kind of a great compliment to the pastor and his decision to go with that type of architecture, because when you see what they've got here, it's mind-boggling, the beautiful views that this thing provided. It remains one of the most iconic buildings that we have here in Lake Havasu City today. So how many people do the domes hold?
About, over 200,
250
or...
200, okay.
Well, look at the picture there. But up at the top, I had to get up there, and that's 40 feet up. And so I had to get up there and tie it all together with those, with the panels.
Right.
And then go back down and start the bottom. And
unbelievable.
You can see the...
If we can describe to you, what this looks like. The photographer laid down under the center of the tallest dome, the middle one there, and took a photograph, and it was under construction. So the webbing is all there. The netting, as you might say, is all there. The top star at the top of the dome is set in. And then there's panels going up all around. And there are gentlemen that are standing in the framework. And some of it looks like almost like a silhouette. But he took a beautiful picture and put it in the centerfold of this Life magazine.
Well, and
having young people.
Having the individuals in the photo gives you the depth of field, how big this thing is.
Right.
Because you're looking at these guys who look so small in the photo, giving you the true perspective about how big this dome really was. So when you said 40 feet, Pastor, that, you know, that's a fall to your, excuse me, your death if you screw up.
Right.
That's amazing to get up there and do that.
I wouldn't go up there now.
You can see the blue sky just beyond that, and the sun starting to come over the top of the dome there. It's a beautiful photograph. Maybe we can somehow get that on our
We're
going
to have to figure out how to do that, because people need to see that.
Yes.
That is amazing.
It is displayed at the church as well, so if you want to come and see it, come on down to the domes.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously the congregation took off. I see all kinds of things on here. Lee Shoblum's a good friend, and, you know, apparently you had a 30-minute show. Is that right?
Well, Lee Shoblum had an application in for a license for a station.
Uh-huh.
And so we were doing the same thing for a nonprofit. And so he went on the air sooner. And so he gave me a half hour on Sunday, every Sunday, and so I was on the air with him until finally we got our station on the air, and then I moved over to there, and I'm still there every Sunday morning.
Now, your congregation back then, the numbers obviously are staggering now. You've got a lot of people who are really behind you. Back then, I mean, were we talking 200, 300, 500 people? I'm not sure what those numbers looked like back then.
No. There weren't that many people in town.
Okay, right, exactly. I mean, I was thinking a couple hundred, you know. In the late 60s.
But it built pretty good.
Right.
And over the years, things change. And now with recent, it's really been, churches have been hit. Because of the virus, and people left churches. Right. Left. Many of the churches have been hurt, and ours was hit, and so we're still there, and we have our properties. In fact, we were given an additional amount because I was concerned about parking, and the domes took up that whole acre, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was given an acreage right behind, and now we've been able to put the ARC, we call it, 15,000 square foot building.
Gymnasium.
Wow.
And everything. And then three more buildings for school buildings.
Man, it's just a progress. Yeah. It's, you know, it's exhilarating to know that you're unstoppable, and that all the efforts are continue to pay off in the long run, even with the COVID thing. We're going to take a quick break here, but we'll be right back. And we have more to chat about. We can hardly wait to catch up with where you're at today.
I'm going to do some shameless promotion. He's still on the radio on another station. What frequency is that, Debbie?
That is 91.1 FM.
KNLB.
Sunday mornings at 8:30.
Right.
Live. You'll hear Pat. He runs the show and everything. He runs the board.
Oh, wonderful.
Nobody's there assisting him. He does it all by himself.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we do the news also for the Advanced Ministries. So
yes.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yes.
Good to know.
Thank you for what you do over there, too.
Oh, you're welcome.
That.
Now you can put now you know why I have a face for radio. So,
can I share one scripture verse? I mean, he is a pastor.
Of course you can.
We're talking about a church here. This scripture the Lord gave me the other day, it's Psalm 19. And if you think about it, the domes, it is a round building all the way around, right? So this kind of touches on that a little bit. Psalm 19, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he hath set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run its race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there's nothing hidden from the heat thereof. There's nothing hidden from the heat of that dome, as the heat, you know, all the way around. That circuit of heat is not hidden from that dome. It's quite interesting.
It's quite a prophetic passage.
Yeah.
Yes.
And two, I might just contribute this, but actually we are reaching even to other countries. Is that right? From off the satellite. I mean,
you're talking radio now.
Radio. Yeah. Radio. The radio station.
Yes.
Which
yes.
is another thing that was started.
Oh, that's fantastic. So we're going to touch on that when we come back. And, Paul, we just need a couple quick breaks, and then we're ready to come back, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
You
got
to pay the bills.
Yes.
Understood.
Okay.
Not like Christian radio, right? Back with more in a moment. And the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show, brought to you in part by Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating, hosted by Dan De Los Santos, and I'm Paul Lavoie. Stay with us. And welcome back to the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show. A little nostalgic music for you there, Dan.
Yeah, so the Beatles. I mean,
goes back a ways, huh?
It does.
All right, Speak Out. And the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show brought to you in part by Horizon Community Bank, Mojave Community College, the company now known as GDK LLC. It's the same Mike Bonney, but a new name, GDK LLC. Also, SunPower by Esme Electric, SamsGuns.com, Herbs Herbs, and by Thane O'Brien was Spot On. now the preferred technology partner of the Arizona Restaurant Association. Give Dane a call at 928-706-2784 or send an email to tobryan with an E at spoton.com. Dan, it's all yours.
Well, you know, we're back here with Pastor Richard Tatum and his daughter Debbie, and we're having some really great conversations about the days that got the pastor here to Lake Havasu City, and kind of, you know, how things have progressed. And now we're kind of touching on, you know, where everything is at today. You know, I'd be remiss if I didn't reach out and say hi to Donna today, you know, big deal. And also a good friend, Pete Sturgis, who I know is listening to the show.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, we were just talking about how many people are listening to your program now and are listening to your word. And the numbers are staggering. You're talking about five different states. You're talking about multiple countries. Mm. Millions of listeners potentially are now catching your radio stations. Mm. How many shows? Is it an all-day show? I mean, help us understand about what the show is.
24 hours a day.
Wow. 24 hours a day.
24 hours a day.
Oh, wonderful.
Dan, I'll put it in perspective. I grew up in Vegas. I have friends in Vegas that listen to your station in Las Vegas or your network, and they say, I heard your news today. And I'm you know, I mean, I apologize, but at the same time, you know, it's just interesting that you reach all the way to Vegas and then into New Mexico.
Yes. Yep. Well, Chicken Carry, New Mexico.
Yeah, right.
I would like to just interject how that happened, okay? I said we were going to build a Christian radio station.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, I was on the air with the local station then. I said that before, and, of course, Lee Chobham, he was going to build one, too. And so we were kind of together on it, and so he let me go on in advance. But I didn't have any equipment. I didn't know what it looked like. I heard a station was being sold at in Phoenix at auction, the equipment, everything. I went over there, and I found it. And, of course, I went looking for radio equipment. I didn't know what it looked like.
Really. Uh-huh. Sure.
But I knew a radio was. But, and I thought, okay, I've got to find it. And I was looking around, and I thought, well, this must be some radio equipment. And it was. And someone come up to me and said, are you going to bid on that? And I said, if it's radio, yes. And they said, oh, okay. Yeah, we're gonna. And I said, we're going to build a Christian station in Lake Havasu City.
Wow.
And so what happened is, and I didn't know of any other equipment, radio equipment, but after that, they went over to another spot, and here's this other equipment that we need to set it up. And I, whoa. But I borrowed $1,000 from my dad to go to that auction.
Big money back then.
Yeah.
It's a good investment, though.
And would you believe that I got all that equipment for less than $1,000?
Wow. Wow, that's just unheard of in today's economy.
So now that you know the difference, was the studio equipment or broadcast equipment? What are we?
It was the broadcast.
Oh, really?
And believe it or not, he was beginning to bid on one of the guys there was bidding against him at first.
Yeah.
And then he began to realize that this guy's not going to quit. So he started, the other gentleman started helping him, telling him which pieces he needs. So that's how he determined, you know, what it looks like. Right. I'm going to need this one.
It was all of them I needed.
Yes.
Every
like
one
divine intervention.
It was all together.
Yeah. Mom was sitting in the car in the heat out there, griping a little bit, but she was glad when she said he came back to the car and he had this big grin on his face, man.
Yeah. You know, I want to say some words about Grace. You know, there's the wonderful woman behind every great pastor. In this case, she's yours. And I can't fathom all these years, what a great strength she's been for you and the family.
To put up with it.
To put up with it. I'm glad he said that. I didn't need any lightning bolts today.
But I can't. I had to. Right. I couldn't. If I didn't see ahead, where are you going?
Right.
You know.
You got to have vision.
And mm-hmm. so it just was there. That's all I can say. I give God the credit.
Man, well, and you know, you two have shined, needless to say, in the community as a couple, let alone the hard work that you've put in to help save us. You know, we talk about Havasu as the town that has an amazing number of bars and restaurants and in churches, so we know where everybody's at on Saturday, right. And we know where they're going to end up on Sunday.
Right. Hope so.
That's funny.
Yeah, it is. Amen.
But that's the amen to that.
I remember Alan Teeple of Donaldson Instant Printing, who's working with us now at the radio station, he was kind of laughing a little bit, chuckling, because he'd heard about Pastor Tatham storing this radio equipment that he got at auction in Lake Havasu City. And he thought, yeah, he's going to start a radio station out here in the middle of the desert. What's the nearest city, you know? Is Kingman, maybe Parker. But now he's on board. He's all in. Alan Teeple of Donaldson Instant Printing. As many people know, maybe got your business cards printed from him. But now the radio station, like Pastor, my dad was saying, it is getting out there. And there are 9 full-power stations that are in the network, as well as several translators. I started to count them, and I just threw in the towel. I just said several's a good word.
Is that soon to be 10? You were telling us off the air?
Yes, I believe so, right. And so that's exciting.
So the wind's blowing about 50 miles an hour right now, and somebody you know is up on top of the mountain, aren't they?
My husband, bless his heart, he's an engineer. If you ever went to the radio station and looked at all the equipment there, the back room,
right?
He put in every wire, and
Farron's amazing.
He is amazing. He's an amazing engineer, amazing man of God.
Yes,
he loves
the
Lord. And he loves to get the gospel out.
So so speaking of transmitter sites, where was the first transmitter site?
Henley Peak.
Yes.
Where
right
is that
here,
located?
Right up here.
Just above Donkey Acres.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so since then, we are on mountaintops. I've been on a lot of mountaintops around this area.
I bet you have.
Spirit Mountain up in Flagstaff, Sholo. I've been on Rodman over now near Barstow. That's one of our latest stations. And beautiful place, Copper Mountain in Yucca Valley, Joshua Tree.
Now, our communities have grown between
White
here.
White Tanks in Phoenix. Yes. White Tanks.
I mean, I'm hearing more and more about our communities. Those little dots that were really nothing back in the day are starting to grow a little bit. And I'm assuming you're touching in on some of those communities that are still growing. Is that right?
Yes.
There are a lot of communities that are hearing the gospel message through the radio station that Dad founded in 1983. It was July 16th when they signed on the air.
Wow. So tell us about the show Bridging the Gap. You've been doing this show for a number of years, right?
Well, I don't know.
You don't know?
You got to bridge the gap. There's a gap that needs to be bridged.
Okay.
And that's the way I feel.
Is there a different topic?
You've got to get the message.
Right.
And there's a gap there. And you've got to get the message over to the people.
Okay.
And that's why I felt that way.
Sure.
It's bridging the gap.
And that's every Sunday morning at 8:30 you've been doing since the late 70s? So long you don't even remember the year, right?
I don't.
No?
I don't worry about
it. If you listen in there, you can hear him putting the CD in the CD player and plug it in. Yeah, he does a great job. He does it all by himself, runs that board. I tried to help him out a little bit, and he said, oh, go home, Debbie. I don't need your help.
Get out of here.
That's okay.
So for a lot of our listeners who don't realize, you know, we had KFWJ. We had your station. We didn't have a whole lot. You were turning that dial, and there wasn't a whole lot in between. So you only had a couple of options.
Yeah.
So you guys became very popular very earlier on because, needless to say, you weren't a skip coming across New Mexico back in the day when we were struggling to get a radio station. So.
Or X-Radio over the border.
Sure, absolutely.
Yes.
So, you know, when I think about today now, do we have other other stations of this nature in our community, or are you pretty much the number one?
There are other Christian stations.
Christian
stations. Yes, in this community.
But you're the oldest.
I would think so, yes.
I think so.
Definitely in Lake Havasu, right. I think we're the only Christian station in Lake Havasu, based out of Havasu.
So when we think about your followers and talk about the people that came to Lake Havasu City starting back in like 1963, we still have people that are still listening to you to this day.
Yeah.
So that warms my heart, because when we think about our pioneers, if you will, and they're listening in and they're participating with the show and sharing, you know, that wow, if you haven't heard this show, you got to tune in. It's great. They've got all kinds of venues. Now, I actually was on your website and saw that you had all kinds of interesting topics and speakers and things. So does that change up every now and then, or do you
speakers pretty much stay the same? Focus on the family.
Airs,
you know, 8:30 in the morning. I like to hear that before I go to work.
We take that also.
Bible teachers, Tony
KNTR Evans, Talk.
Dr. David Jeremiah. He has a church in San Diego, and we broadcast his message every evening at 8 p.m. And Treehouse One. I host a program called Treehouse One. I've been talking to children it'll be 20 years.
Wow.
In August.
I love that. Yeah. That's fantastic. Yeah. And just so you know, the show's recorded today on KNTRtalk.com. On the Pioneer Show, and Paul will have that up and ready for our listeners to go back and listen to here later on in the afternoon. That's kind of our archive, if you will, so that we capture all the wonderful people that help create our community.
Yeah.
So
the Your Celebration Radio Network is a mixture of syndicated and local programming, basically, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yep. It's a great station, but we love KNTR. KJJ. Yeah. And it's great.
We didn't
crew
mention
you got here, too. We love you guys.
Television station.
Oh, you got a television station?
We had.
Oh, okay.
Really?
For a while.
Okay.
And of course, with everything developing and the stations coming out of
cable,
LA cable and all, we just...
That's a tough business.
Yeah.
Television, because things evolve so fast. I know from being in video production at one time that, you know, you went from video cassette to DVD just overnight, and you have to change your technology. So it was pretty expensive.
Well, it was a lot of fun. I mean, it was working for a while there, a couple of years.
But here we don't have to worry about lighting.
Yeah.
Right?
But,
or what to wear.
Right.
I think... giving it up wasn't that bad. I mean, because we have the other sources coming in with Christian influence.
So, you know, we were talking about real estate and COVID really taking a hold and challenging people showing up on site, where all of a sudden now things like the radio show you have are becoming a really great tool to get that message continually going out. So is that where you see us going in the future with your show? I mean, so we start making more and more effort to get people to listen on the radio station versus attending. How does that work?
Well, we just hope that they tune in. And right now, I don't know how much more we can do, except we are still... moving out.
Sure.
It's amazing.
Growing.
A lot of stations
when
we have
God
to put
is
on
the CEO,
air.
Things work well.
So does that present a challenge when it comes to fundraising
finance.
Season?
Right. It's all listener-supported.
Listener-supported radio. Right. Does that present a challenge then?
Oh.
With the pandemic and that?
We have to raise money.
Right.
And actually right now it's very... good, isn't it?
It's very good.
It's very good.
God has been so good.
It's amazing how people are responding and supporting. And here we have these other stations to put on. We have to do some fundraising.
Do we have a website that people can go to?
KNLB.com.
Beautiful.
Okay.
There's a fundraising link there?
Uh-huh.
There's a donate button there,
donate
yes.
Donate button?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You can learn a lot about the station there at KNLB.com. But
well,
we didn't want to toot our horn too much about the radio station here on your station. But
you know,
check
it's
it out.
When we got the Lord involved, you know, it's there's some things that are allowed in, in our world.
Well, he can bless both ways.
That's, yes, he can.
Yes, he can. Well,
that's right.
I want to thank you so much, Pastor, for being a part of our show today. Debbie, thank you so much for being here with us. Yeah. I know that a lot of our listeners really enjoyed listening to some of the nostalgic information you shared with us. And hopefully we get to have the opportunity to have you back on again and when we have some new news and maybe something with updates.
Right.
So, okay. Again, thank you so much for being here. And then, of course, we have our show first Wednesday of next month. And it'll be a surprise. Look for Havasu Pioneers to find out who our next guest speaker will be.
And, yeah, check out the Facebook page to stay up to date. For sure. I wanted to go out with some Rolling Stones kind of to commemorate the Life magazine cover with Mick Jagger on the cover. And then, of course, the feature inside about the domes here in Lake Havasu back in 1972. Almost 50 years ago. Well, it will be 50 years ago this July. That's
right.
Amazing.
Yep. So our next show will be March 2nd at 11 a.m.
Beautiful. All right.
Thank you.
Dan and I will come
back
with a final shot in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out, the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show, number 30. And we're back on the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show. Dan De Los Santos, what a story.
It was great.
That's an amazing story.
You know,
just how the network keeps growing and growing and growing.
You know, it's from the domes, from a man with six daughters showing up in the middle of the desert.
Right.
And creating such a mecca of a following. An amazing pastor and a wonderful a community member, pioneer of Lake Havasu City.
There was one item I noticed that they missed in the notes about the single wide mobile home.
Oh, I can't even. I was going to get claustrophobic talking to six kids,
right?
You know, in a single wide. I don't know. I don't even know how
exactly.
You can do that.
All right, Speak Out 2.0 coming up next after news and a short break. Don't forget to follow the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show on Facebook, or it's just called Havasu Pioneers, right?
It is Havasu Pioneers, and we have the Pioneers reunion coming up next month.
Oh, nice. Yeah. And our next show, in case you just tuned in, is March 2nd. It's always the first Wednesday of the month with myself and Dan De Los Santos. So we're going to go out with some Shocking Blue. I'll see you tomorrow. Brian Springberg will be in the studio with Sound Advice. We'll see you then on Speak Out.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.